Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from Chicago, Illinois. I will never forget the night I was flying into Boston for a modeling gig, when on approach to the city, my Skype pager went off. At that time, about 13 years ago, most people were still wearing pagers rather than cell phones. This was no ordinary page. It was a 911. Within seconds, another 911 came through. I always told my friends and family, if you page me a 911, somebody better be dying. Well, that was just a figure of speech. I didn't mean that someone actually had to be dying. The way it worked is if someone needed an answer about something quickly, then they would just type in their phone number with 3 ones after it. My daughter and I had our own secret code that she would put in after the phone number, which was sort of like, I want to go to the mall with my friends, emergency, and I need to know right now if I can go. So we had what we called a Carmen code emergency. But when these two pages came back to back from two different phone numbers, one number was my first husband back in St. Louis with 911 after it. The second phone number with 911 after it was my second husband in Georgia. This had to be about Carmen because Carmen was in Calhoun, Georgia visiting him and his new wife. As we were on approach and the flight attendants were collecting the trash, I flagged one of them and told them that I had an emergency and explained to them that I needed to get off the plane first. The flight attendant announced what would take place and I darted off the plane as quickly as I could. I called my first husband. He knows I'm just a give-it-to-me-straight type of person with no setup needed. When he picked up, I said, "It's Loretta." Then he said, "Here it is." Carmen had an accident on a four-wheel all-terrain vehicle. She wasn't wearing a helmet. She was airlifted to a trauma center in Atlanta. Loretta, she's in ICU with a head injury. The extent, I don't know. She was unconscious. I'm on the next flight out to Atlanta. Well, under stress, that's when I'm the most calm and reasonable. Suddenly, I have my wits about me. I already knew that I was the last flight into Boston, and the chances of me flying out that night to Atlanta were pretty slim. After we hung up, I checked the flight status and then called my second husband at the hospital. The pain in his voice was nearly too much to take. This man was not the biological father of my daughter, but you would have never known it. I knew that the next best thing to me being there was my mom. I quickly made a reservation for her to fly out of St. Louis that night to Atlanta, then I called her to tell her what happened, and then I needed her to be there in my place until I could arrive. My first husband was already in flight, and she would be right after him. Transportation for her pickup was already arranged by one of my second husband's wife's family members. She had to leave for the airport right now. Thank God my mom also has the ability to gather her wits under very stressful circumstances. When I arrived the next day, I didn't even recognize my 13-year-old baby. Her head was literally the size of a medium pumpkin. She still had twigs and leaves tangled throughout her waist-length hair, and she had cracked her skull in two places, down the coronal and sagittal suture lines. Basically, if you're going to crack your skull, do it down the suture lines where the bones of your skull form with those zigzag lines. When I saw my second husband, he was a crushed man. I didn't need to go up to him and slap him in the face, beat him on the chest, and say, "Why didn't you make her wear a helmet? Why? What the hell's wrong with you?" I didn't have to do that. He was already feeling so crushed and devastated that all I could do was comfort him and tell him that Carmen was going to be okay. I knew she would. The guilt and pain for him of this whole ordeal had the potential to pack quite a burden that could be more difficult to recover from than the physical injuries. Carmen wasn't even going to remember the moment of impact or being airlifted. But him, it was a whole other story. All I could do was comfort him. His wife held one hand. I held the other hand as he wept. And my first husband had his hand resting on his back. And Carmen did recover. She missed a month of school and thought her name was Sue for a brief period of time, but she did recover and just fine. To this day, the only problem she has ever had is that she has diplopia in one eye, which is another name for double vision, which is currently being corrected with glasses. I guess what this broadcast is really about is immediate and unrestrained forgiveness on everyone's part. Me, my first husband, my mom, my first husband's parents who were also present, and all of the other family and friends who couldn't come down to Atlanta. Forgiveness was easy. It came effortlessly to all of us. Folks, this was an accident. If it was done on purpose, then I suppose it would be called a purpose. Certainly it could have been avoided, it could have been prevented with a helmet, or her not riding it at all. But it was an accident. Folks, please recognize an accident when you see one. In Cherokee we say, until we meet again, Deinada, go haya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.